Our calling is to be like Christ. So the Holy Spirit fills you with Himself and transforms you from the inside out so that your character begins to look more like that of Jesus. And your lifestyle glorifies God more than yourself. To be like Christ means that you approach life God's way. Yet, there is a substitute way for approaching life. You saw that substitute way in Ephesians 2. The Bible calls it living by the flesh. Ready to find out what living by the flesh is and how to avoid it? The flesh is the personality of a human controlled by sin and directed to selfish pursuits rather than the service of God. When you were saved, your spirit was given new life, but you are still living in the old body with your original personality. Your mind, emotions, and will are part of that original personality and are still influenced by that sinful nature. We may not know what it is exactly and where to find it, but we definitely know how the flesh works. It sends messages to the mind that are in conflict with the spirit. Sadly, the flesh does not improve over time or change its nature as long as we are in our bodies. The flesh doesn't become more godly. It's not less able to be tempted. Christians who believe that are prime targets for failure because they tend to play with fire and let down their guard against temptation. The flesh gets a lot of help from the world, which is influenced heavily by Satan. Flesh power is strong. It always leads away from God's way of approaching life to your own way or the world's way. The result is always ugly. You, as a Christian, are not helpless against your flesh that is always trying to make you sin against God. God rescued you from being in bondage to sin by placing Himself inside you. You don't have to live by the flesh. God's empowering presence living inside is greater than the substitute power of your flesh. This new way of living is called living by the Spirit. Living by the Spirit begins with desiring God's way over your own way. It's lived out as you submit to God's Spirit to help you daily live out the life of Christ within you. For every situation you face, begin with this question. What does God want me to do versus what do I want or feel like doing? Living by Spirit power always leads to God's way of approaching life.